And so we've got to remember that and seek and answer the question, why do bad things happen to good people? Well, first point we said was we're all sinners. There's none good. And why are we all sinners? Well, because point number two, we're under the curse of sin. Sin's curse. Because simply, if you will, that because of what Adam and Eve did in the Garden of Eden, now the Bible says that that sin, that original sin, the fall of man, that all mankind now, we are all born sinners. Amen? We all are under the curse of sin. You think we're doomed, if you will, allow me to say that, from the start, right? Because we're all born sinners. We're born into sin. We're born sinners and we sin. Sin's all around us. Sin cursed earth. Sin cursed people. Sin cursed stuff. Sin cursed all around us. Right. Why do bad things happen to good people? Well, I believe in a big sense we can say because sin's curse. Because everything around us is under sin's curse, including our own bodies, is under sin's curse. You say, but I'm saved. Well, you ain't got your new body yet. Amen. Amen? Right. You say, but my relative's saved. Well, they ain't got their new body yet. Right. You think about this sin's curse this morning, folks. Sin's curse, if you will. And I say that to say this. You think about a lot of times, why do people ask the question, what brings them to the place of asking why do bad things happen to good people? One time's death. Why did that person die? Such a young age. Such a tragedy. Such a physical ailment. Such a disease. Well, we just answered the question. Sin's curse. It's not necessarily, sometimes it's not, and a lot of times it's not anything that that specific person did. It wasn't about them doing good and being a good person that caused them to be where they are. It wasn't about, a lot of times, it's not about that person doing bad, if you will, and not being nice to people and being a liar and cheater and everything else that put them in that place that they're at. A lot of times it's simply sin's curse. Now, sometimes somebody can do things to put themselves in those places, right? But we're not talking about that. We're talking about a good person, right? Why do bad things happen to good people? So you think we're going to assume that's not the problem, if you will, for the sake of what we're talking about this morning and answering that question. In other words, sin's curse. That's why. Why do we have sicknesses? Why do we have cancers? Sin's curse. Why does our loved ones leave at an early age? Sin's curse. Why do we take it? Why do we have maybe somebody driving down the road and they, you know, whatever, a seizure happens to them and they run across the road and hit somebody and kill them? Sin's curse. Because why? Sin's curse. There's disease on this earth, right? There's sicknesses. Why do bad things happen to good people? Sin's curse. You think about it this morning. It answers a lot of the question right there in that simple truth. Because we all are under sin's curse. Even once a person gets saved and comes to know the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, does that mean you'll never sin ever again? No.
Sin's curse.
Still sin's curse. Still that old nature, that old flesh. That's like we talked about the tongue twisters a few months back on Wednesday night. Paul talking about things he wanted to do he didn't do, right? Things he didn't want to do he did. You think about sin's curse. Hebrews 12 and verse 5 through 6 tells us this, and this is another part that I can't help but mention here. It's not really an answer into this question. But Hebrews 12, verse 5 through 6, it says, "And ye have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children. My son, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of Him. For whom the Lord loveth, He chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom He receiveth." Why do bad things happen, if you will, in a sense, a lot of times to what are seemingly, in mine and your definition, good people? Maybe God's doing it to scourge somebody, to chasten somebody. Amen? They might be good, but there might be some sin there in that person's life that you and I don't know about. There might be something God's trying to get their attention about, and He's allowing something because of something that's been sowed somewhere along the way that you and I don't even know about that God does. So there's that possibility we have to throw in there too because of sin's curse. That person commits sin, makes decisions that they shouldn't, and then God punishes and He chastens, if you will, that sin in the sense of a believer, that happening and taking place. But turn with me, if you would, to another verse of Scripture, 1 Corinthians chapter number 10. And we'll get to the last point. 1 Corinthians chapter number 10 this morning. 1 Corinthians 10. We see that why do bad things happen to good people? Well, there's none good people, we're all sinners. Why do bad things happen to good people? Because of sin's curse that everything around us is under, including ourselves, mankind. But thirdly, 1 Corinthians 10:31, I believe, is a key verse, if you will, and there's several we're getting ready to get into in answering this question. 1 Corinthians 10:31. Whether therefore ye eat or drink, the minute things that we don't think is important a lot of times, right? Except for right now when some of us are starting to get hungry. Or whatsoever ye, here's the key word, do. Do all to the glory of God. Do you realize, and I know we all do, that everything in our lives today is all about and should be all about, even the eating and the drinking, the minute things, should be all about what? Doing them for whose glory? God's. Okay? Everything in our lives should be done in the sense of, with the realization of, that we're doing it for God's glory. There's two things here on the notes that I put on here, and I believe these things are really important for us to consider and for people to consider when it comes to this question. Two overriding factors that we need to consider along with everything else we're talking about that we always need to keep in mind. Number one is God is sovereign and in control. No matter what situation we're in, whether it's a bad or a good, whether good things are happening to a good person or bad things are happening to a good person, we need to remember that despite either way, either situation, God is sovereign. God is in the control. You say, why? Because He's the Creator. Because He's God. Who are you and who are I to, as we talked about Wednesday night, just barely, in the book of Romans chapter number 9. If you wasn't here and ain't read it, read it. Romans 9. The spot we was at is where it talks about what right, if you will, I put in my own words, does the clay have to look at the potter and say, why have you made me thus? Because the potter has control over the clay. Amen? The sovereignty of God. God's in control. Just like the potter is over that clay. Remember that. Why do bad things happen to good people? God is sovereign and God is in control. But point number two, overriding factor, we need to remember that everything that happens, whether good or bad, everything, all that happens, should always be for His glory and not ours. Amen? God's in control of everything that happens, and when those things happen, they are all happening that we might take and ultimately He might take and be given and receive and get all the glory that He deserves and not ourselves. I look a lot of times and I think, why did I get myself in the mess I do? And a lot of times we forget that factor that I just gave you. We forget the fact that God is in control. We forget the fact that, hey, everything in my life God is doing that He might wind up getting glory from it. Amen? Even Israel being there, as we talked about a little bit Wednesday night, even Israel being there down in Egypt, God did all that for why? His glory. Pharaoh did what he did. Why? God allowed it. God directed it. Why? So that God might get the glory and everybody might see God's power as He delivered Israel from down there in Egypt. You think about simply this morning, God's in control, God's sovereign, and everything in our lives is about His glory and not our glory. But a lot of times we try to heap the glory to ourselves, especially in the good times. But you think about here, 1 Thessalonians chapter number 5. And verse number 18 says this, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." I believe the third thing, the third point this morning that we're already into that I haven't mentioned on purpose yet, is simply this, why do bad things happen to good people is, well, we're sinners because of sin's curse. But lastly, those situations is brought to bring God glory. Why do bad things happen to good people? The Lord allows those situations to bring Himself glory. Good and bad, amen? The Lord can use them to bring Himself glory. You think about this, the verse we just read, in everything give thanks. That means we should always give thanks in the good and the bad, right? Everything. That's hard to do sometimes, right? I want you to think about this with me. Has there ever been a time in your life where you've been in church or you've talked to someone who is a believer and they've been going through a hard time and or you've heard of somebody going through a hard time? And I think of many examples. And where you've heard a person say, despite sister so-and-so or brother so-and-so having this horrible tragedy, whatever it is, this hard thing, they're still giving God the glory.
That's right.
We've all been there, right? We've heard people tell like that. Maybe the Lord's even helped us to be like that in some of those situations. And we come to church and we share, right? In testimony time, thank the Lord, right? Y'all been there, right? And what are those times when we hear things like that? Whether Neil comes to church and tells us, or whether I have somebody that's going through something and they sit there and they're telling me. What does those things do when we hear all these things that God's doing and how that person is dealing with things? How does that make us feel when we hear these things and see them? Y'all help me. How does it make you feel when you hear how the Lord's helping Brother Gary through something? And he shared encouragement. There's a word. Thank you. You're encouraged. Right? In other words, when he does that, whether it's him going through it or him sharing out somebody else through it, and he tells it, and you can't help but tell those situations, right? And God shares what God's doing, it's an encouragement. And it's an encouragement when you're given those things of encouragement. Does it help you or does it hurt you? It helps you. Amen? Now think about it. When have you ever been to church? Or when have you ever talked to somebody? Think about this. Why do bad things happen to good people? Why do bad things happen to good people? When's the last time you've ever seen somebody going through something? The same thing maybe that somebody else went through and somebody gave testimony about and was encouraged. Now that person, somebody else, is going through something. And instead of being like person number A, they're like this. Why is God doing this to me? God, I don't understand. God, I am tired of you doing this stuff to me. Lord, why is this happening to so-and-so? Why is so-and-so in my life? Why did I lose them? Why did you take them to heaven? Why did I lose my job? Why did I lose my pay? Why did all these things happen to me, God? Why are you doing this? In the sense of being angry at God or in just the sense of questioning God, either way. And you heard and you saw somebody going through that situation and you saw them that way. How many of you ever seen somebody like that and that's been a blessing and encouragement to your heart? And you had to come to church, Brother Gary, and share how Brother so-and-so or Sister so-and-so is going through that. And I just want everybody to know they are saying, God, why in the world? And it's just an encouragement to me. And I wanted all y'all to know so you could be encouraged too. Right? Does that bring encouragement? What does that bring instead? Y'all got it. The reason why I point that out this morning is simply this. Because when you stop and when you think about it, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. God's will for all of us in our lives is to give thanks in everything that we face, good and bad. Why do bad things happen to good people? Well, maybe it's so them good people can go through it in the right way and God can take and use that person to share with others so they can be encouraged. But when we take instead and do the opposite, person number B, then we are being a discouragement to everybody else around us.
That's right.
And we are in turn of giving, not giving, we're not giving God the glory that He deserves.
That's right.
We are hindering God, let me put it that way, from getting the glory that He rightly deserves. And God is putting us through, allowing us to go through whatever that is, so that He might get the glory. Are we going to let the devil win? Or are we going to let God have what He wants and get the glory? You think about simply this. Blessing versus bad. In other words, we ought to give thanks to God in everything. I like the verse, Romans 8:28. I like the verse. We read it this morning. And we know that all things, we done talked about that, work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. Remember we talked about that definition of the word good, right? At the beginning of the message. Well, it depends on how you define good here when you look at this verse. Because if you describe good in the way that you and I think good, that means I got more money than a bank account. That means I ain't got no sicknesses and no problems. That means I got everything I want, everything I need, and everything I could hope to need. Like Donald Trump. I just got everything right there. Gold plate that, please. No, right? We just got everything. Ain't got a want for nothing in the world. But sometimes that's not so good, ain't it? You see, it depends on what you think of good as. Because all things work together for good. In other words, sometimes some of the goodest, that's a word, right? The goodest and best things that can happen in a person's life is what? To go through some bad things so that God might get the glory through it all. Amen? So that we might learn a lesson, so that others around us might learn a lesson and be helped, and that God can take and get the glory. So would it not be better, I submit to you this morning, would it not be better, this is just a question, you can answer it differently if you want to than I do, would it not be better for God's people to go through bad things than the lost person? In a sense. Because when we go through things and the lost world sees it, how we go through it versus how they go through it, and God gets the glory He deserves, it might be a help and a testimony to them and to the brethren. But when the lost person goes through something bad, it's just something bad. Maybe the Lord can use it to turn them and they might get saved. Amen. But do you see the point I'm trying to make? You think about situations happen in our lives, situations to bring Him glory. I like this verse, Romans 8:28. I believe this is one of the top two verses that helps to answer, if you will, this question. Romans 8:28. In the fact that, if you will, to answer this question, that if we love God and are doing His will, that's what good is. Amen. That's what good is, doing God's will. Amen. If you will. Then He will always work things out for our good and His glory. And those next two words, more importantly. Amen? Always. That's the most important thing. Matthew chapter number 5. You've got to turn with me to this verse. Because I believe personally this is the verse that if you can't remember any of the other verses we've talked about this morning. And if you can't, if you can remember the first part of what we talked about, and you can remember this verse right here, I believe this is the best that we can do. And this pretty much answers that question. Why do bad things happen to good people? All the other stuff's great too. But notice Matthew 5 and verse number 43. Why do bad things happen to good people? Here is your verses. Jesus, the Sermon on the Mount, said, "Ye heard that it hath been said, Thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy." Don't miss it in the middle of the loving and hating enemies and all that, okay? "But I say unto you, love your enemies. Bless them that curse you. Do good to them that hate you. And pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you." Here it is. "That ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. For He," what's the next word? "Maketh." God makes it this way. God does this. "For He maketh His sun to rise on the evil." Now, why do bad things happen to bad people that nobody ever asks? We usually would answer that question because they're bad. They're reaping what they sow. And that's true. To a point. But it's also true scripturally why do bad things happen to good people. Based off that verse you and I just read, well, because God makes His sun to rise on the evil and on the good. Sun to rise, talking about good. A lot of times you hear people ask this question, why is that person so bad? And look at all the things they got. They don't care about God. They don't never go to church. Look at them lying, cheating, stealing, doing whatever they do to get to the top. And how in the world are they getting all these things? Well, God maketh His sun to rise on the evil. That's why. And on the good. And He sendeth rain, we'd say that's the bad, the hard things, on the just and on the unjust. In other words, simply to put it this way, folks, guess what? Why do bad things happen to good people? In a big sense, remember we're talking about big sense, not every little details of situations. But in a big sense, because guess what? Bad things happen to bad and to good.
That's right.
Why? God makes it that way. He makes His sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and He sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. Why does God do bad things? Why do bad things happen to good people? Well, because God's sovereign, God's in control, and He makes it that way. And in your life, God made it. We've heard people say it this way before. Well, that's life. That's true. That is life. But I'm going to put it this way to be a little more specific. That's God. Amen. God allows good and God allows bad in everybody's life, whether that person's evil or good. Amen? God sends His rain on the just and on the unjust. That's life. That's a part of life. And God makes it that way. God's designed it that way. God's planned it that way. God's controlling everything for His purposes that things might be done that way, that in a big sense, why? That He might get glory. Amen? That He might get glory somehow, some way, some form, some fashion through the bad and the good things that we go through in our lives. I believe this answers the question best, if you will, in that bad things do happen to both the so-called good and the bad people. Why? Because I believe all of it is a part of God's bigger plan. Amen. And a lot of times we don't see that bigger plan, but God does. There's a good song, really good song, and me and Kelly tried a few months ago, the first time I heard it, to work on this song and learn this song and be able to sing it in church, but y'all, it ain't going to happen, okay? So I'm going to send it to you and email it to you. But I'm almost done. The song says this in the chorus, and I believe it's a really good song to maybe attach with some scripture if somebody asks you this question, especially a believer. It says this in the chorus. And it speaks the way I do a lot of times. God's got a bigger thing going on than what these little bitty eyes can see. Notice these words. You think they're wrong, but they're not. He's already working on tomorrow, making sure that sorrow is going to work a lot of good for me. He's using all my earthly circumstances to get me ready for eternity. God's got a bigger thing going on than what these little bitty eyes can see. And I say today, that's why a lot of times bad things happen to good people. Because simply, we're sinners, there's none good. Because there's a sin curse that we're everything around us, and us included, is under. Saved or lost. We have the things of the curse of sin all around us. We don't have the punishment, amen, if we get saved. The punishment and the penalty of sin are not under that anymore. But until we get to heaven, we still have all these things. And lastly, that the Lord might get glory through these situations. This morning, bad things happen to all of us in our lives. Life is not, people have said many times, and the Lord gave me this. It may not help you. Help me. Life's not like a bed of roses. But you know what? It is. What do roses have on them? What caused those thorns to get there? What? Say it louder. No. What caused the thorns to get there?
Curse.
Life is truly like a bed of roses. Because the bed of roses, we think about the beauty. But I see them in there. Those thorns. He maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good. Sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. Life is truly like a bed of roses. Because He makes it that way. He's sovereign and in control that He might get the glory through it all. I always remember this, that we live in a sin-cursed earth and we're sin-cursed people. However, there's hope and help in the Lord Jesus Christ for the sin curse. Romans 3:23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Today, maybe the Lord wants to take the trial, the bad thing that you are in as a good person. Or maybe that person who asked you the question, maybe the Lord wants to take that trial that they're in, that they think they're good, but they're not really good because they've never been saved. And maybe the Lord's doing that He can take and make that trial and the trial of the believer that we gave the example of a blessing. As the old song says, the McCamey sang, God will make this trial a blessing, though it sends me to my knees. Though my tears flow like a river, yet in Him there's sweet release. There's no need to get discouraged. There's no need to talk defeat. God will make this trial a blessing, and the whole wide world will see. Amen. I was not the first one to come into this place. You see, every child of God, this test he must face. It is here that God will mold you and make you what you ought to be. God will make this trial a blessing. Just be patient, you will see. Amen. Why do bad things happen to good people? There's the answer, the best I can give you. And I believe it answers. And if you need a little help, those are out there on the track rack, and I'm going to lay these out there on the table. I did not get my message from this track. Matter of fact, I did not even read this track. I've read it in the past, but I did not even read this track until this morning when I was here at the church and everything was done in the message.
Amen.
Here's another help. Why do bad things happen to good people? Thank the Lord this morning that He's in control. Amen. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we thank You for all that You've done. Thank You for Your Word this morning that gives us the answers to the questions of this life. Help us this morning, dear Lord. Help me that, dear Father, when bad things come in our lives, we would take and we would realize all the truths we've looked at this morning. It's easier said than done, and dear Lord, I know it's harder when you're going through it than when you're looking from the outside in. But dear Father, help us to look from the inside out and see the One that lives within us if we're truly saved and born again and know You for our strength. And to look to You, and dear Lord, to seek, even in those bad and good times, to remember it's all about giving You glory, and You're in control. Help us all to say, Lord, use me as a vessel that You might take and get glory in and through my life, and however You see fit. In Jesus' name, amen.